Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to an honest review of 1973's The Exorcist, allegedly the greatest horror movie ever made, allegedly the scariest horror movie ever made. We're going to find out if it is or not. Stuart, you've got some words for the Ghoul Gang right now. What are they going to have to buy us?
GameStop shares.
That's a great idea.
If you are a Ghoul Gang member, if you regularly visit our channel, if you regularly watch our content and you do enjoy it, but you want to give us an extra helping hand to continue making this show, linked in the top comment on this video will be a link where you can buy us a beer. I might not buy beer in it. I might put it into some advertising to grow the channel, but Kofi's a functioning alcoholic, so he'll probably buy the beer.
Functioning,
Or non-functioning, apparently, by that comment.
Cheers, Stu. Now, Kofi, you demon, you. What is The Exorcist about?
It's a simple movie about a little girl that gets possessed. That's the plot of the film. What do we start with?
We start in northern Iraq.
With a priest.
Yes!
You're a dick. Literally, my first point was, let me just kick this off by saying priest, and you fucking did it.
Not waxy priest. We've got archaeologist priest today.
Archaeologist priest. I'm sure there's a better name in there somewhere.
Indiana priest?
Oh my god.
So yes, we do have priest man person in Iraq, and they are having some sort of dig uncovering a lost city.
Some sort of dig.
Yes.
Re-digging.
Well researched.
They're unburying this city.
It's a re-unburying.
He finds a little model of the demon Pazuzu, who is the demon who ultimately possesses Reagan.
Pazuzu?
Shit. Pazuzu.
Excuse you? Pazuzu? It's such a shit name.
Pazuzu?
Sounds like one of those little, like, party noisemaker things.
So annoying.
Pazuzu!
Like a vuvuzela.
Have you got your Pazuzu with you, mate?
It reminds me of, like, a Pez dispenser. Like, you say Pazuzu, I just expect, like, a kid to just, like, pull back Mickey Mouse's head and a little sweet pop out. Anyone got any Pazuzus? Yeah, I've got Pazuzus. Here you go, mate. Connor, if there was a sweet called Pazuzu, what would the jingle sound like on the advert?
Pazuzu, you're gonna give it a choo-choo.
Oh.
Was that, ooh, part of the advert? Or was that was like someone giving it a choo-choo and going, ooh.
Pazuzu.
Ooh, Pazuzu.
So Pazuzu's aside...
Oh yeah, fucking hell, fair. We're talking about a movie here.
Yes, we are. We're trying to. We're now in America because we have now been introduced to our main character, Chris, who's an actress, and her daughter, Reagan, who is ultimately possessed by Pazuzu. You know what's hilarious is that there's a devout fandom of The Exorcist, and it'll probably be sacrilege about how we are going on at the minute, but you know what? We're having fun. If you want someone to break The Exorcist down scene by scene, go and fucking listen to Mark Kermode or something.
Like, it's just so weird. You know, they're having that party, aren't they? They're playing the piano. All of a sudden, just Reagan runs in the living room and goes, "You're gonna die up there." Pisses on the floor.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been to house parties like that before.
Exactly. It's just a normal thing.
Yeah, it's just
normally, thing. It's like a fucking 25-year-old, not a 12-year-old, yes. But things haven't changed much.
I mean, yeah. I mean, and it's lucky it was just piss. I mean, she could have done this shit in the plant pot. Like, if you're in Bradford, that kind of thing happens, but...
Bradford. If you're from Bradford, Ghoul Gang, sorry. We don't mean to slag you off.
No, don't apologise.
Clean up the fucking shit that you put in the plant pot.
Stop shitting in plant pots, you're wrong. I think the thing with The Exorcist, though, is it's like a very slow movie, right? And it's focused more on telling a story and presenting that, like, feeling of desperation and hope slipping away. To be fair, Pazuzu does make some, like, badass lines throughout the film. And that's, like, the only bit I really enjoy of this film is just Pazuzu being a cunt.
Fuck me, fuck me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your mother sucks cocks in hell.
Now kindly undo these straps. Fucking brilliant. Go on, lad. You fucking tell him.
There's a fucking horrendous one. She's got like a crucifix and she's just stabbing herself in the fanny with it until it bleeds. Let Jesus fuck you.
Yeah.
As a film structure, I think it's like very well-known moments in there, like Reagan's head spinning round to the back and her like doing... Wait, her doing the spider walk down the stairs, which has always been talked about, but it wasn't even in the original version. It was only in the director's cut, but somehow became that well-known that that's this main scene people remember from the film. I thought it was pretty creepy. It's the speed the cunt goes down the stairs. That's what my body does, right, when I'm hungover and I hear Just Eat knock on the door.
Did somebody say Pazuzu?
Zuzu! To pull it back to Exorcist, I think a lot of how you view the film is going to depend on how old you are when you see it and what other horrors you've seen before it, because it's that influential to other horrors. You can clearly see how it's influenced Conjuring, Insidious, all these like other possession movies down the years. And it all traces back to this being like the original mainstream success of a possession film. So there's so many traits in it that were original for this, but you've experienced it 100 times if you like watch these kind of films regularly, so it doesn't have the same amount of impact, I feel. But I think it's a really well acted film, and I think a lot of the impact it had back in the 70s was it was seen as very realistic in terms of how it was made and done. And there were like audiences, you've always heard stories of audiences back then like fucking vomiting in the cinema, yeah, and like running out because they're that scared and like holding their hands over their eyes. And I can imagine that being a thing.
To be fair to it though, like it does have a couple of like really iconic scenes that I think everyone always remembers, like that foggy picture outside the house as the priest is walking up to it with his hat on, and like that's like an image that I will always retain from this film and like is instantly recognisable. Even if you haven't seen the film, everyone has seen those moments, right?
Budget, let's go over budget quickly. 12 million. A lot of the effects, the prosthetic effects and things like that, are pretty solid, I would say. And also the Exorcist scene at the end, the room was chilled, really cold, so like where all the actors are breathing in, you can see their breath, is just because they purposely cooled the room down. And the little girl who played Reagan, Linda Blair, was that fucking cold because she just wears a nightie in the film. She said like after that, the rest of her life, she's just being terrified of cold because it just reminds her of that experience of going through it, like sub-zero temperatures on set for hours on end in makeup, in next to no clothes, trying to fucking film this film. But yeah, 12 million turned into 441.3. Oh my god.
What? I wish I could do that.
We fucking wish. Jesus, that's unbelievable.
Final thoughts on The Exorcist. I think we'll generally say I can definitely appreciate like where it stands in horror history and, you know, how influential it was and how important it was for the, like, the genre and things like that. But just for me on a personal level, I didn't really engage with it that much. And I just overall thought it was solid, but I wouldn't like go out my way to say it was one of my favourite films ever or want to watch it again. I've done it like 4 times now. I think that's enough for me.
I've seen Scary Movie and that was enough time seeing The Exorcist for me.
I prefer Scary Movie to The Exorcist. 100%.
Let us know in the comments down below, do you think The Exorcist is the greatest horror film ever made or the scariest?
Or do you have good opinions? Tell us those too.
But either way, it's an honest review channel, guys. We are only 3 reviewers. There are people who like this film who like it. If we don't like it, we're not going to pretend we do.
That's true. So if you are one of those people, please do comment so we can block you from the channel. Otherwise, we won't know you exist, and we'll have no way of blocking you. Unless you're going to buy us a beer, and then you can stay for one for one video or something.
So that was our honest review of 1973's The Exorcist. Of course, a part of our Classic Horrors Month. Last week, we did A Nightmare on Elm Street. If you want to guess what we're doing next week, check the social media pages out and look at the visual clues to have a guess at what we're doing. Thanks, everyone.
The power of Christ compels you.
Perfect.
Zoo.